Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's right.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. This one says, I am the only one that can have sex in my house. That is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 37-year-old divorced man, and I am in one hell of a situation. I have a 5-year-old son that has a lot of health issues, so my ex-wife and I decided it was best if we were all on lockdown together. I have custody of my son, but she helps me out a lot with his medical care, so she moved back in with us temporarily. Everything was cool at first, but by mid-April, my ex was up to her old tricks. She comments about everything that she hates about me, and our arguments have gotten pretty intense. So, I am ready for her to go. I have a new girlfriend, and she comes by to visit me, and we sit out back on the deck instead of her coming inside because of my son's health. During my girlfriend's last visit, my ex-wife came outside and she said she's surprised that I'd found a woman that can put up with mediocre sex and, you guys won't be ready for this one, my tiny sex organ. My girlfriend and I haven't had sex yet. The final straw was on Saturday. I went to the grocery store and got home, and there was a man laid up in my guest bedroom with my ex-wife, while my child was asleep in the next room. I heard a man, so I barged into the room because it's my house. He was asked politely to leave because he could be putting my son's health at risk. I got into a big argument with my ex, and now I really want to put her out, but I need her here to help care for our son while I'm still working from home. It was her infidelity that led to our divorce, so I was stupid to think this arrangement would work. I kindly told her that she's not allowed guests inside my home while we are all quarantined. She says, I'm just jealous. Trust me, that ain't it at all. I just don't want anybody else having sex in my house. Am I wrong for this? Well, you know, how can you be wrong for, yeah, how can you be wrong for running your household the way you want to run your household? I do respect the fact that you're trying to do what's best for your son, and I'm sure your son enjoys having his mom there. And that's about the extent of it, because really, she needs to go, and she needs to go ASAP, ASAP. She's disrupting your household. She's disrespecting your household. I'm sure her negative energy isn't good for your son's health. You didn't mention what he had, but it sounds pretty serious. And now, of course, we don't know if it's true or not what she said about your manhood or anything. That's not what this is all about. But whether it's true or not, she was never right to say that. She should have never said that. She's bitter. She's hateful. While she called you jealous when you checked her on having a man in your home, she's the one who's jealous. She is the one. She's jealous of what you have. That's why she's being disruptive like this. Well, I mean, why else would she put your son's health in danger by bringing a dude in the house? I mean, seriously, she's selfish. Can you? I'm asking you. Can you see if someone else that you trust or another family member or something can come in and help you with your son while you work at home? If that's the case, please start working on that now so you can have everything, you know, in place when we're not in lockdown anymore, when the protests and the quarantine is over. This is pretty serious right here. You all don't need to be arguing in front of your son, any of that. So she needs to go, and you need to get someone else in there who can help you. Steve?
All right, let me just start by saying this right here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention your son because I don't know anything about it, man. I feel for you. I wish you the best with your child. I hope you end up with a healthy child. I hope he overcomes whatever it is that's going on. I don't know. So I'm not going to mention the baby no more. So now that I've set that up, what is the rest of this damn that about? Because that's, you know, let's get the baby out the way. Have I done a sufficient job of getting the baby out the story? Because
yes,
this
have.
Ain't about the baby. I don't want to seem heartless, so I wish you the best with your child. Everybody would love to have a healthy baby. It's got to be a horrible thing to be going through, but I'm pulling for you, pray for you, all that. You know, okay, cool, we'll have said that. You and your ex decided that since it was quarantine and your son got some issues, y'all be better off staying together. Who thought that was going to be a good idea? That's why she your ex. That's why you her ex, because y'all can't live together at all. Now y'all staying together during the funkiest time of the year, quarantine. You can't even, you working from home. Now, everything was cool at first, but then mid-April come, we done been in here about a month. See, quarantine started about mid-March. About 30 days in, that's when the family started breaking up. She started commenting about everything she hate about you. See, y'all knew this was going to happen anyway. That's why y'all got a divorce. Divorced people can't get back together and stay nowhere together. You got a new girlfriend. She come by to visit me. Y'all sit on the back deck instead of her coming in because of your son's help. During my girlfriend's last visit, your ex, this heifer, comes out on the deck and say she's surprised that you done found a woman that can put up with mediocre sex and your tiny sex organ. Just trying to work through how to handle that one. We got to go to break so I can think about my next response to this, because it's not for the radio. Oh, I got a small... Okay.
All right, listen, Steve. We'll be back with part two of your response at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I am the only one that can have sex in my house. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. I am the only one that can have sex in my house. Woo.
So, like I said, I don't have anything to say about this man's child. I wish you the best with your child. Everybody struggles that has special needs children and children that are sick, so we're pulling for you on that. But you invited your ex back in to stay with you during the quarantine. Damn mistake. Damn mistake. You cannot move a person in your house you don't like during quarantine. I don't care who it's for. Now, everything was working good till about mid-April. Then she started reminding you of all the things she used to hate about you. And you done got in some pretty intense arguments. And you ready for her to go. You know why? Because you got a new girlfriend. Now, you and a new girlfriend, she come by to visit you. Y'all go out on the back deck because she can't come inside because of your son's health conditions. Understood. That's playing it safe. During your girlfriend's last visit, your ex, this heifer, comes out on the back deck and says she's surprised that you done found a woman that can put up with your mediocre sex and your tiny sex organ.
Man.
See, what I'd have said right there was, hold on.
Don't say anything crazy.
It ain't me. I'm regular. You too damn big. How about that? See, if you're going to call me tiny, could it be because you too big? Huh?
Just move along.
Can I stay with that one?
No.
Yeah, you
no.
can. But walk lightly, though.
No.
Okay, I done walk light.
That's all
I done walked like.
Yeah. You on the
that's all I'm going to say about it.
Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say about it. You ain't going to finna come out here. My girlfriend sitting up here. I ain't had sex with her. What's up with your little tiny thing?
What?
What?
So crazy. Girl. So crazy.
Who you talking to? And see, so right there, I would have said something. But now you didn't. So now here we go. And then you threw off because your girlfriend and you haven't had sex yet. The final straw was Saturday. You went to the grocery store. You come home, and there was a man laid up in your guest bedroom with your ex-wife while your child was asleep in the next room. I heard a man, so I barged into the room because this my house. I'm with you right here, dog. Nice. He was asked politely to leave. What?
Yeah, come on. There we go.
He was asked politely to leave. Wait a minute, hold up, man. Who do you think I am that you can come into my house, lay up in a room with my ex? I don't give a damn about the ex, but who are you to think you can come in my house and screw somebody in my house?
Come on, man.
Who, yeah, wait a minute, man. Damn the disrespect of her. Who do you think I am? What did she tell you about me that would make you think it was okay for you to come into my house and have sex and my child in the bed? And you ain't even, boy.
Man.
But see, she must have been right, though, because he was asked politely to leave.
How was that? How's politely? How would he have done it?
Excuse me, sir. Can you put your clothes on? And, no, get your drawers. Get your drawers. No, excuse me, sir. That's my shirt. That's my shirt. Put your towel. No, you can take towel with you. Take towel with you. Sir, get your shoes. Get your shoes. Uh-huh. Tie them up. Don't trip. I don't want you to wake the baby up. Tie your shoes up. And would you please leave?
Now, say it if it was you.
What the? Who?
What was that?
You cocking the gun.
Get your punk ass up. Get your punk ass. No. Don't put your clothes on. Ain't them all these my clothes. Get your punk ass. Shut up, cry. Don't cry no more.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of nerve right there.
Yeah. Now, don't cover yourself. Don't cover yourself. Get your hands up. Naked. Tippy toe. Tippy toe. Get on your toes. Tippy toe. Dog, I can't even tell you how that went. But anyway, and now, because he could be putting your son's health at risk, you was politely asking go. I got into a big argument with my ex now, and I really want to put out. See, me, she out. She out of my house. But I need her here to help care for our son while I'm still working from home. I'd get a caretaker, somebody can help with my son. It was her infidelity that led to our divorce. So I was stupid to think this arrangement would work. True. I kindly told her that she's not allowed guests inside my home. We are all quarantined. She says I'm just jealous. Oh, bring somebody else up in here.
Okay.
I tell you what. Bring another man up in here. I bet neither one of y'all leave out of here like you came in.
He's too nice, isn't he, Steve?
Trust me, this ain't it at all. I just don't want anybody else having sex in my house. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. I ain't even got to say this here.
You ain't supposed
anyway,
to.
Anyway, am I wrong for this? Man, please, don't even write this damn letter. You should have whooped his ass. You should have whooped his ass.
Over and over.
I don't condone hitting no woman, but I don't warmed his ass, though.
Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on
Steve Harvey on
Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.